We need God to help us, saints. We're near the end of time. And there's not really a whole lot of time left.
Yes.
If you look around, you see everything going on. We know that God's able to help us through all these temptations and trials. But Christ is our friend.
Yes.
And without the Lord, we won't make heaven.
That's right.
May God help us. I want to talk a little bit about some things here that'll get us to heaven.
Yes.
And it's going to take the Lord to help us, but I want to talk about a little bit about sanctification. Paul said, Acts 4:1, Paul was speaking about, he was talking to the he looked up and he said, have you been sanctified since you believed? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you have what it takes to go to heaven? And that's what God wants us to have.
Yes.
Have you been filled with God's Holy Ghost? The Holy Three in One. Now back to the disciples. They was obedient and did what God wanted them to do. I say this here now. Young people need to be sanctified. Old people need to be sanctified. Well, one brother spoke to his pastor one day, and he said, how do I know when I'm sanctified? How do I act when I'm sanctified? And you know what the preacher told him? Stop acting. Stop acting like you're sanctified, and get sanctified. God help us. If there's ever a time in this world today, it's now. With all these things going on, all the carpet pulled from up underneath you, you lost this, you lost that. Look at Job. He lost a lot, didn't he?
Yes.
But who did he depend on? He depended on God. You know, God's been so good to us, saints.
Yes.
Really, really good. Have you been sanctified since you believe? Have you been sanctified since you've been saved? You got justification, baptizing, sanctification. All three works in one.
Yes.
May God help us. Sometimes you get, I say like this. Brethren need to know how to work with their companions. And companions need to know how to be subject to their own husband. It takes God. Now you get to a place and you look at that and you tell your companion something, and she don't do it, then you have to pray and ask God to help her. And yeah. Sometimes we can be a little bit too hard as men. Oh, I've heard it two or three different ways. Three or four different ways. And your henpeck, if you... You know, henpeck's not even in the Bible. But henpeck means the wife controls you. I don't care what it is for me. I will help my wife, and she will help me.
That's right.
Because you know what? Till death do you part. Till death do you part. God help us. It's so important. A lot of people are looking for the... Brother Salmon's preaching a message one time there down there in Miami. He said people are looking for the easy way out. They want the easy way out. Well, what you mean? What's easy? I want the easy way out. I'm going to tell you today, right now, there is no easy way out. We must go through, not under, not around, not over, but straight through. That's what God wants us to do. Keep marching onward and upward is our song. Go straight through. Don't lag behind. Oh, may God help us. Have you believed? Have you been sanctified since you've been saved? Let's go to Matthew 25th chapter. It talks about the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Are you a wise virgin or are you a foolish one?
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
They took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, listen to this. There were 5 wise and 5 foolish.
Yes.
But they was all virgins.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
According to the word of God. They was all virgins. Now, what does virgin mean? Pure. They was all, 10 of them were virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Now, read.
And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. That they were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Uh-oh. They didn't take no oil. What happens when you run a car low on oil? Yes or nothing. Freezes up, don't it? We want the Holy Spirit to stay within us.
Yes.
We don't want it to leak out on us. We don't want that to leak out, drift away from us. We want God's Spirit to stay there where it belongs. These days and times, so many things can happen. Oil has a lot to do with all different kind of parts and everything. We must have within our soul, in our heart, God's Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We must have it. It's a must, saints. It's a must. We must do it. We can't be lagging around and dipping and dagging. No. God's not pleased with that. Young people, before you think about marriage or any of that stuff, be sure you are saved and sanctified, filled with God's Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You must be. If you don't, you set up for, old devil will set you up right quick.
Yes.
He'll set you up and then you'll say, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. You didn't listen. Brother Hargrave told me years ago, I told him, I said, brother, I feel like the Lord wanted me to say something. But I didn't do it. He says, you know what, Brother Baxter? He says, you lost your blessing by not getting up and saying what God wanted you to say. We can lose our blessing if we do not take heed to the word of God. It's a very serious situation and day and time that we're in now. But we must, it's a must to have the Holy Spirit within our souls. When we walk and we talk with Jesus along life's way. I'll tell you something else now. Other people will know that you have the Holy Spirit before you do. Did you know that? Other people are going to look on you and they're going to think, there's a change there. Yes, there's a change. Receive the Holy Spirit. You could tell when they start changing. When the wife don't Oh, when this one don't do that, and so on and so on. Not the same person. I talk a lot about Brother Harvey because he was my pastor for years. And Brother McIntyre and Brother Clay. And we just thank God.
Yes.
How God blessed these brethren. Not about Brother Sammons and Brother Kimball and them. All them. It was all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
There's a desire there. Desire in your heart to want to eat up the Word of God.
Yes.
But when you get sanctified, when you get filled with God's Spirit, you have more of a desire. You have more of a desire to get closer to the Lord. God won't lead you to somebody that wants to be married and you don't be filled with the Holy Spirit. You got to make sure that individual is filled with God's Spirit. Oh, what do you think? How? We've got to teach this to our young people. Got to be taught to the older people. I was thinking about Sister Catherine. I am standing behind her pulpit. Ain't that something?
Amen.
What a wonderful sister. That sister was filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes, yes.
They used to go to her. I remember when she came to Miami, or Goose, or whatever it was, and she gave strict instructions. Instructions.
Yes.
Know what she said? You young ministers, when you go out to Monarch or any place like that, sit down. Get you a tablet. Take some notes. Don't jump up into the pulpit. Remember her saying those things? She said those things.
Yes.
Sit down. It's not good for you to jump up and get into the pulpit. Not with all these seasoned ministers. Mm-mm. Not the way God wanted it. But she had them kind of things. She had the insight. She had the insight on God's word. And she had knowledge and wisdom of what to say and what to do. Situations like that. Very good. Sister, she's gone on to be with the Lord now, and I really cherish a lot of her thoughts. I know Sister Clay did too. But when she comes out to, she'd come out to Monarch and things, she taught the sisters. She taught the sisters how to dress. She taught the sisters how to, what to wear and everything. She was classified. She was a real woman after God's own heart. Now she's gone to be with the Lord. And we gotta get ourselves together where we can go be with the Lord. Time is running out. Here they are. Five wise and five foolish. Read.
But the wise took oil in their lamps and their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
All right. Now, God's going to call his people home sooner or later. Okay? Sooner or later, they're going. Look around all the elder ministers that's gone on. I was really real shook about Brother Philip when he passed on.
Yeah.
I'll never forget last May when we went over to pray for a brother that was sick, and he kept asking my wife and I said, y'all okay over there? I want to know, is everything right over there? Are you getting the help you need for, you know, can we help you with something? And this is the last thing I remember of him. And he said, Brother Baxter, I want you to go with me over here to pray for this brother. I can't remember his name.
Brother Earl Benson.
What was it?
Brother Earl.
Brother Earl, that's right. And so we went with him. But he kept asking, Brother, you sure everything good with you? I can't get nothing for you. He kept asking me that. That's the last things I heard him saying. Mm-hmm. And it just flooded my heart.
Yes.
That's the love of God.
Yes.
And we need God's love. Yeah. Brother Phil was very meek. Sister Catherine was very meek. All of them.
Yes.
I can't just talk about one. All God's people were filled with the Holy Spirit. Old timers, anywhere I know. Okay, five were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil. Okay, it's going to start knocking now. That engine's going to start knocking. It needs oil. It's going to start knocking. Clack, 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 clack. They didn't put no oil in their lamps. So what happens when you don't put oil in the lamp? It
goes out.
It goes out, don't it? Sure. You don't put oil in your lamp, then it can go out. But praise God. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And the wise, they took oil. There was wisdom there for them. They knew they had to have it.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
They trimmed their lamps.
And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
Ours are gone out. Oh, brother. Brother so-and-so, can I have some of your oil? I need some oil on my lamp. Can't do it like that. You can't do it like that. You got to go buy it for yourself. Go to the altar, young people. Get some oil in your lamp before it be too late. That oil will guide you through your final days on earth. May God help us.
But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
Go and buy for yourself. Young people, come. Come over there and Isaiah says, hold, come by or something. Yes. What is it, sister?
By.
Grab that scripture for me. Okay. But anyway, we've got to look closer, closer into the things of God. Midnight now.
Yes, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
All right, hold up now. And the door was shut. They couldn't open it.
Right.
They couldn't open the door no more. What happened? They was too late. Ever been to a place you wanted to go to? You ever been to a place you wanted to go to? A bank or anything? And you was 1 minute late. What'd they do? They close the bank. They close up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So what? They can't open back up. They done did all this tilling, all this kind of stuff. And they won't, they're not going to open up just for you. So, you got that scripture system?
Yes.
Read it.
"O everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price."
All right. Come buy. Where you buy at? Right to the altar.
Amen.
Or bend right there where you're at, your seat. Get the help you need for your soul, because sooner or later, time is coming, sooner or later, there's not going to be no more time. The bridegroom is going to call, and if we're not ready, we won't be able to go in. What happened to Noah back in there? That's why God had control of that door, didn't he? Why? Because Noah was a man, and he could open that door, you know what I mean? But God sealed it shut. There will be no weakness there. God sealed it shut, and nobody could get in or could get out because the Lord shut the door. When God shuts the door, it's over with. There'll be no more. I had a son that passed. Richard was on a motorcycle. I had a serious accident, killed him. And it was hard for me to take all that in. As I spoke to him several times, "Son, you don't need no motorcycle. What you doing with a motorcycle?" And the worst thing of it all is police had set him up. He was racing. Him and another guy, I guess, was racing. And the police pulled out in front of him. And he just got killed, man, broke his neck. And I filtered through that and still thinking about it. And I said, "Lord, why? Why did he just come and be saved? Why did he have to go that route?" What route are we taking today? What are we doing? What are we doing about our souls? It's time to live for God. All this other stuff is coming to an end, and we need God's help. We don't know what day it is, what day we'll leave out of here, but we're going to leave out of here.
That's right.
Whether we be prepared or not.
Yes.
I want to be prepared, saints.
Yes.
I desire more grace in my soul, more help than I've ever had before. I need it. I'm in desperate need for it. Pray for me that I stand and be faithful to God, to everything. Oh, come and buy. Come and drink at the fountain.
Yes.
Come drink at the fountain. The fountain that won't run dry.
Yes, amen.
You go to some of these places and they say, "Ain't no water." What happened? Look around the world today. There's a shortage of water. Yeah. There's a shortage of water.
Yes,
if you go into the there's a shortage.
Yes.
May God help us. A shortage of water. All right, where we at now? Read.
"After it came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not."
I don't know you. Where's your oil? How come your lamp ain't burning? How come you're late? "Well, Lord, you see, I should have went to service last Sunday, but you know, Lord, I was so tired down. God help us. We can't be tied up in the world's things and tied up with the church. You're going to be straddling the fence, and one day, somehow, one side you're going to fall on. We hope it's the Lord's side. May God help us.
Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
You don't know when he's coming. We don't know. Jesus don't even know. His Father's the only one that knows. And I can guarantee you, we're in perilous times.
Yes.
We're in last days.
Yes.
We need God. We need a little more grace on hand to press onward and upward. It's our song, folks. What do we do with things like this? What are you going to do about the Holy Spirit? We need help, saints. I know I do. We all need help.
Yes.
It ain't no sense of saying, well, I don't need this. It's not for me. It may not be. It might be for somebody in there. But listen, and I'm going to say this, I don't make it a habit trying to preach at somebody. I'm not doing that. But I do know this. I believe God giving this, and I'm preaching it. And when I'm done, I'm done. I'll sit down. So may God help us.
Yes.
We're in the day and time, but people don't want to take heed. Don't want to take heed. Don't want to lean on the Lord. I need more grace. We're getting ready for a meeting down at where we're at. It's going to take God to help us. We need to find some souls that really want to come to service. But we got to go down there, turn that town upside down, and get what the Lord will give us. May God help us now. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Well, thank the Lord. I need y'all prayers. I appreciate everything he's done for us. Long trip up here. We got to go back. Wednesday. And we're going to need your prayers. It's a long ride on a bus. But we appreciate God's mercy. Pray for me. I do not want to miss heaven. Saints, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to love the Lord with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul. Amen.